Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yep, here we go. We've got 13 for you today, and we'll kick off with Natalie Sawyer doing fine work this week, sitting in for Jim White.
Yeah, it's interesting. And as I say, Brighton feel as though it really is a sort of
we all do that, don't we?
Yeah.
And it was great to hear Jabba the Hutt called Talk Sport this week.
Yeah, it was.
The rest of the staff staying on. And two, what's the brief, do you think, in terms of the man that they're looking for?
Jabba.
It's a good noise.
Very good. Great room of calling.
Yeah.
This is Ray Parler on Breakfast talking cricket.
I can understand what Steve Armisen was saying there as well. He's the one to speak to because, you know, he's been there and done it, and he missed his birth, didn't he?
That's quite difficult to do, isn't it? I'm sure I was at mine. I was definitely there. Were you at yours?
Oh, I was definitely at mine.
I don't know how Steve did that. He'll have to talk us through it next time we see him.
And here's newsreader Charlotte Fisher on the Olympics.
On a day of firsts, Tom Pidcock became mountain bike cross county country champion.
Oh, that was a minefield.
Oh, it was
on many
really,
levels,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
The name and the event. Talking of close shaves, here's Charlie Baker discussing transfers with Alex Crook.
I think it's a game of high-stakes poker at this moment in time.
Yeah, someone who is leaving Spurs, Toby Alderweireld, for Qatar.
For Qatar, Charlie.
Oh, for Qatar.
For Qatar.
I see.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Fisherman's Blues now. And host Nigel Botherway looking back on the week's big fishing event, Fishermania.
There were 7,000 fans at Hayfield. Fantastic atmosphere there. Junior lakes for people to have a starter at fishing. There was, the bar was open.
Not for the juniors, hopefully. Start them early.
That's how to attract the crowd.
Manning, not a good idea. Staying with the kids,
yeah.
Nigel was explaining why it's important not to keep fish out of water.
Unless you think it's a double or a PB, you don't need to weigh it. You know, you don't always need to photograph them. Yeah, when I'm coaching kids, I always say to them, well, you've got a fish on the bank. Imagine I'm holding your head under the water.
I'm sure he doesn't do that, of course. That seemed a touch over the top.
Tough love there from Nigel.
Kids, yeah, tough love. He doesn't do that.
No,
of course
he doesn't. No. Time now for TalkSport Quarter of the Week. Stuart to Extra Time.
Good morning, Stuart, QPR fan. How you doing, matey? You all right, Stuart? Are you awake, sir?
You there, Stuart?
Stuart.
Morning.
I think he's nodded off. One more. Stuart, how are you, sir? I think he's gone. I'll try and wake him up. Stuart!
Yo, what's up?
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
About 3 a.m.
Yeah,
it's understandable.
But still, it's strange that it was only the clapping that woke him up.
Do you remember that clip years ago? We've lost it. It's gone, but I think it was Ian Collins overnight. And he called the guy, and he'd been hanging on for half an hour. And all he could hear down the phone was... He'd actually fallen asleep on the end of the phone. It's a corker. Anyway, we'll see if we can track it down one day. So, what we got next? It's David Seaman being rudely interrupted.
It must be frustrating for the fans. The sooner we get some players in, the better it's going to be. What we don't want to see is players going out.
Sounds clowns again.
Nice phasing from Simo there.
Yeah,
as well.
It was fantastic. Yeah, a bit Ichiku Park.
It very much was. And this is Trevor Sinclair telling Jamie O'Hara about his favourite karaoke venue.
Yeah, it's in St. Anne's, Living St. Anne's. It's
nice there as well.
Yeah, really good, mate. And you get all different clientele in there, but you get a lot of Irish people in there who love the craic, as they say.
Don't think they do sound like that, do they?
No, not at all, no.
The craic. So this is Alan Brazil with some sound advice. Well, kind of.
Terms and conditions apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org, please. And please gamble irresponsibly. That's BeGambleAware.
Did he say please gamble irresponsibly?
Well, he often has.
Yeah, we'd like to point out that you should never gamble irresponsibly. Please. No, please do not gamble irresponsibly.
And staying with Alan, here he is alongside Ray Parler, getting a touch confused while watching the Olympic boxing on TV.
This is one hell of a fight. And the American girl, I thought Dubai, she looked so good early on.
I think it's a replay,
this American girl.
I don't think it's live, Alan.
She is tough, by the way. This is a close fight.
No, I don't think it's... Well, I think it's a replay.
It's not a replay. We'll get Tom. Tom will give us the result. And at this moment in time, I'm fingers are crossed, but I'm not sure.
Was a replay.
It was.
So, and that did remind us of this infamous TalkSport moment back in 2004 during the Athens Games, when Alan's then co-host Graham Beecroft attempted a live off-TV commentary of the Brit Tim Brabant in the rowing. This is how it unfolded.
Tim Brabant really pushing hard, and he's now right into the second place rower in that event, the second place paddler. So he's about to take second place, but will the line come too quickly for
Tim.
Him? Keep going, keep pushing on. And I think that it might be too much for him to get to the line to get a gold. Here's the finishing line coming up. He might just get a silver if he pushes on, will he? Is it a silver? We'll confirm that with you in just a moment. Or indeed, he might not. I might have been looking actually at the two up at the top there. In fact, he didn't get into the show there. So my apologies for that altogether. We're looking at a monitor,
That was exciting.
It was exciting.
Unfortunately, you were talking about a guy from Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. Only Alan can top that with Azerbaijan. There we are. So there's your clips of the week. Thanks to everybody who suggested clips that were played this week. They were Blind Dave Healy, our old mate, big West Brom fan. John Berry, Wollaston Village FC. Alan Jenkins, Adam Gray, Sam Stevens, Carl Watson, Roger in Durham, Eric A. Blair and Lee Jensen. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, all you got to do, send it in to us at talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. Or you can tweet it to TSHANDJ. That's TSHANDJ. All we need from you is a day and a time when you heard it and roughly what it's all about. And we'll listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you'll get a bit of a pat on the back and a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.